Dainee language lesson, project word worm, kindergarten through second grade, language arts 07, project vocabulary, phase 1, letter combo with one syllable words, AU. Ow. Ow. And the word is gow. Gow. Meaning swan. The next letter combo is a letter combo AY. I. I. And the word is die. Die, which means what? The next letter combo are the letters GH. 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 And the word is goo. Goo. Meaning teeth. The next letter combo are the letters O-Y. Oy. Oy. And the word is moin. Moin. Meaning edge. Now we'll say some letter combos with two syllable words. The first letter combo, A-U, ow. And the word is chultau. Chultau. Meaning counting. The next letter combo is the letters A-Y, I. I. And the word is taila. Taila. Meaning, what is it? The next letter combos the letters GH. 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 And the word is Gitzai. Gitzai. Meaning blue jay. And the final letter combo is O-Y. Oy. Oy. And the word is moinho. Moinho. Meaning edge of. Letter combo with one syllable words. A-U. Ow. Ow. And the word is gow. Gow. Meaning swan. The next letter combo is a letter combo A-Y. I. I. And the word is die. Die. which means what? The next letter combo are the letters GH. 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 And the word is goo. Goo. Meaning teeth. The next letter combo are the letters O-Y. Oy. Oy. And the word is moin. Moin. Meaning edge. Now we'll say some letter combos with two syllable words. The first letter combo, A-U, ow. And the word is chultau. Chultau. Meaning counting. The next letter combo is the letters A-Y, I, and the word is Taila, Taila, meaning what is it? The next letter combo is the letters G-H, G. And the word is gitzai. Gitzai. Meaning blue jay. And the final letter combo is O-Y. Oy. Oy. And the word is moinho. Moin ho, meaning edge of. Phase 2. Simple one and two syllable words containing letter glottalizations. The first ones we'll do are the one syllable words. The glottalized letters here are CH, glottal. And this sound is in our word for bird, ch, ch. And the word is chayash, chayash. The next glottalized letter is the letter K, glottal. And this sound is in our word for upon or on. And the word is quet. Quet. The next sound are the letters TS, glottal. And this sound is in our word for all. And the word is sun. Sun. The next set of letters are the letters KR, glottal. And this sound appears in our word for gravy. And the word is creaky. Creaky. The next letters are the letters TR glottal. And the sound, this sound is in our word for toward. And the word is trun. Trun. Continuing on in phase two, now we will go to two syllable words containing letter glottalizations. And the sound again, the glottalized sound is CH, glottal. And the two-syllable word, this appears, the letter CH, ch, appears in our word for cougar. And the word is chutzasne. Chutzasne. The next one is the letter K, glottal. K. And the word that it appears in is our word for crow. And the word is kanshra. Kanshra. The next glottalized letters are the letters TS. Ts, ts. And these letters appear in our word for bone. And the word is tsene. Tsene. The next glottalized letters are the letters KR glottal. K, k. And the two syllable word in which it appears is our word for gravy. And the word is creaky. The next set of glottalized letters are the letters TR glottal that make the sound ch, ch. And that sound appears in our word for wife, and the word is tranet. Ah, net. Phase three. These are sounds, simple one and two syllable words containing letter nasalizations. And these are nasalized vowels. And when we say nasalization, we actually say the vowel, but you pull air through your nose. When you make the sound. So for instance, instead of making the sound, the letter A makes the sound ah, you would say on, on. So our first nasalized sound will be the letter on, on. And it's represented by the vowel A with a tilde. And this sound appears in our word for rain. And the word is chon. Chong. The next nasalized vowel is the letter I tilde, and it makes the sound ng, ng. And the sound appears in our word for became, and the word is sling. Sling. Now we'll practice the same nasalized vowels with the two-syllable word. And the first one again is a letter A tilde, on. And the sound appears in our word for beautiful, meaning female beauty. And the word is shongkat. Shongkat. Now we'll use the letter I tilde, the nasalized sound ing, in a two-syllable word, and it appears in the word for river flowing. And the word is Nihling. Nihling. Phase four. Now we will make some sounds with simple one and two syllable words containing some irregular sounds in the language. The first sound is the letter represented by the letters LH. We make this sound in Athabascan by putting our tongue to the roof of our mouth behind our teeth and letting air flow over our tongue. And this sound appears in our word for one, as in counting, one. And the word is sla. Sla. The next sound in this phase is represented by the letter X. And the sound is a gargle H sound. And the sound appears in our word for there, as in over there. And the word is who. Who. And the next sound is not necessarily an irregular sound, but it's represented by a letter, the letter V, and it's the short U sound. So it has the appearance of an irregular vowel. And it makes the short U sound as in up, And this sound appears in our word for hot. And the word is sus. Sus. Now we will say some two-syllable words containing these irregular sounds. The first irregular sound, again, is the letters LH, which make the sound and this sound appears in our word for horse, and the word is slinchu. Slinchu. The next one is the letter X, which represents the sound kh, the gargle H sound kh. And this sound appears in our word for bowl or eating basket, and the word is chatza. Chatza. And finally, the letter V, which represents the short U sound, and it appears in our word for forehead. And the word is ninkat. Ninkat. The first one again is the letters LH. We make that sound by placing our tongue on the roof of our mouth behind our teeth and letting air flow over the tongue. And the sound appears in our word for horse. And the word is slinchu. Slinchu. The next letter is the letter X, and it makes the sound kh, the gargle H sound. And this sound appears in our word for bowl or eating basket. And the word is Hatsa. Hatsa. And finally, the letter V, which represents the short U sound, and it appears in our word for forehead. And the word is Ninkat. Ninkat.